your decent, your tractors, your repairs. Ain't just going sky high. I used to, my repairs were about $200. Now it's beginning to pass $2,000. And I do all of it myself. I mean, what I buy new, you know, what I can repair myself. It used to be around $400 or $500. Now it's past $2,000 for me. Mm-hmm. Could imagine where the big plantation got? Could they do all of it? The men are charging, labor on tractors are charging $16 to $18 an hour if they're working the tractor. And you can't unscrew or screw many bolts in 1 hour. So, and that man leaves that afternoon or that night, you gotta accept a night's bill.
Yeah.
That's the labor, that's not parts. So I would say a tractor by parts would cost about $80,000 now, or maybe more, by parts. Mm. And I bought this place here. I bought this place here, and actually I bought it cheap. I'm not afraid to say it. For $40,000. I got a $40,000 overhang on my pay.
Well, let me ask you something. When you think the problem is maybe that a lot of farming interests are not diversified enough now? In other words, well, sugarcane is your money crop. You couldn't plant anything else?
No. You could plant soybeans.
Yeah.
But if everybody plants soybeans that is planting sugar, soybeans gonna drop to about a penny a bushel. In fact, you know it's going to drop next year. All your big farmers along the river is going to soybean. Grignard on the river was one of the biggest plantations. They got their own sugar house. And I went to the auction Tuesday and they sold all their cattle. And I asked the man why. I asked the county agent why, in fact. In fact, a man at the head of the Federal Land Bank where I borrowed my money. And I asked him, I said, why the Grignards are selling that stock of herd, the herd? He said, they won't plant beans. And you're talking about acres when you're talking about people like that. You're talking about 3 to 4 to 5,000 acres. That's a big property. When you got 5,000 acres in sugarcane, you got property. You got acres. You got work in your hands. Now we got this thing flaccid, slapping in our face that they're going to close all the sugar house by November the 1st. I'm one of the lucky ones. I shipped their sugar house that they're not with sugar bowl gas. They have to give them gas.
Why are they closing the sugar house?
They're not going to have gas to burn up the gas. The refuge of steam. The refuge of the gas, what's left of the sugar cane, after they take the sugar out, the juice out, they have to burn it. They can't stack it, or you have to have steam to run your sugar house.
Yeah.
And they have to have heat to run, make steam.
You mean they're not gonna have it December, or they just?
Well, but you can't run your sugar house on the gas. You have to have something to let the gas is wet. Now this sugar house doesn't burn it.
Oh, big gas.
Yeah.
The kind of a.
That's the puff of the sugar cane.
When you said gas, I thought you were talking about natural gas.
No, natural gas. That's what heats it.
Uh-huh.
This is what causes it. All your engines, your motors, is run by steam.
Mm-hmm.
In all your sugar houses. And you have to use natural gas to run them.
Okay.
And all right, you can catch any paper. Since last week, any paper you see,